Good morning, and welcome to Just In Time. On today's episode of Just In Time, two wrongs don't make a right. In one of the most historical night, we're going to dive into it. Will Smith, Chris Rock. So Will Smith was set to get his first ever Oscar of his career, which that's just blows my mind out after all the movies that he'd done. But Chris Rock was doing some hosting, and he said some things that was geared towards Will's wife, Jada. And Will didn't think it was, I guess, funny. And he went up there and he slapped the taste out of Chris Rock's mouth for talking about his wife. Now, society, people, everyone wants to join sides. Everybody wants to say Will is right, Chris was wrong, Chris is right, Will is right. I'm here to break it down based on me, Just In Time, and based on the information that I have. Okay, back in 2018, Jada and Will said they was going to boycott the Oscars. And so Chris Rock, at the time, he was hosting it. And he said some things about Jada back in 2008 that, you know, people felt that was real. It was real disrespectful. You know, I feel like if you're a black male, you shouldn't say anything about the black woman. This world have enough bad words or enough critique about the black woman. The black woman is always fighting to get what they are deserving, also the black man, but mostly we know how uneven it is for women versus men. But back to the 2018 event, Chris Rock made a comment as far as you know, Jada boycotting the Oscar. That's the same as him and something Rihanna, private parts. And he, I guess, described, you know, that he had never been invited, you know, which was, you know, like I say, it was, you know, he's a comedian. He cracked jokes, you know, and that's his job. He been doing it for a long time. He's good at it, you know, and that's the thing, you know, both of these guys are good at what they do. So to see that occur on national TV, okay, to get back to yesterday, to see Chris Rock crack the joke, Jada's Will's wife, she has a disorder when it comes to her hair and it's falling out. So she decided to cut it low, you know, and, you know, medical reason, you know, for medical reason, her hair can't grow that much, you know. And I think it's alopecia or it's alisum. I don't want to pronounce it wrong. I looked it up, but her hair is damaged, and so she have to cut it, you know. And, you know, Chris took jabs at her last night. He, you know, said he couldn't wait till the next G.I. Jane came out, you know. And Will, I mean, at first he kind of laughed, then he didn't laugh, and which I thought, oh, my God. And so, you know, talking about two wrongs don't make a right, you know, Cole, wives, I don't care what color they are, they're off limits, okay? It's a code to the game. And Chris Rock, he know the code. He been around for a long time. Him and Will are friends, you know? And so, yeah, he shouldn't have. I understand that he's a comedian, but it is some lines that you don't cross. You know what I mean? Like, just for instance, was Bob Knight was a basketball coach, and he threw chairs and he abused kids, and people said, you know, those are the lines that you shouldn't just cross, you know. And I guess in this form with Chris Rock and what he said about Jada and how everything transpired to Will slapping the taste out of his mouth, he just crossed the line, in my opinion. You know, I feel like, you know, he was really trying to get a laugh, you know. Like I said, it would have probably been funny if she wasn't dealing with like a medical disorder, you know, if it wasn't like something that, you know, that takes away from you know, her beautiness as a woman. So she's trying to, you know, just do her best to make sure she look, you know, she feels and she look good. And, you know, I think, you know, you, some people said, you know, that's a jab, you know? And so, like I say, it's just, it's two wrongs don't make a right, you know what I'm saying? In this Chris and Will situation. So once he made the comment about Jada and G.I. Jane, Will proceeded to get up calmly and walk towards Chris and slapped the spit out his mouth. And I mean, it was to the point where Chris got a tough, he got a chin. I mean, he should go do a WWE, a UFC, a WBC tour and let people just slap. No, he shouldn't. But he got a chin. He said, whoa, I just got, and you know, the network cut it and they muted, right? But then video started circulating and you hear Will say, keep my wife name out your fucking mouth, okay? And he said it twice on national TV. Now, I understand that they was at the Oscars and Academy Award winning and all that, but the one thing that it showed, and I hope it show your kids and it show everybody, it doesn't matter how much money you have, it doesn't matter who you are, people are human beings. And Will Smith, he was a man protecting his wife, okay? He was a man out there trying to be the best Will, and everybody want to throw all these different X's about what he did it because, you know, the entertainment and her, and then being means and this and that. Man, that's Will Smith. That dude's skin's been hard. Yeah, he's human and he can break, you know. And when I seen Will last night, I felt bad for him. Because, like, this was supposed to be a big night. This is supposed to be a night of history making. But the history making was done on the wrong side of the history line. Now, this will be going down as some fuckery, foolishness forever. When it should have been Will Smith getting his first Oscar for acting, leading actor in King Richard. And everybody's celebrating it. But because we are human and we crack and we stress and we go through emotions, and Will Smith last night, he felt the world on his shoulder. For whatever reason, he hit that man. Once again, he was protecting his wife. I'm not saying that it wasn't wrong, but what I'm saying is a code that you have to stand by. And yes, I'm going to talk about the violence. Violence is not condoned in any way by Just In Time and Just In Time podcast. No way, violence. But now getting back to the human side, that man called that man wife G.I. Jane. And the camera zoomed in on her bald head. She didn't have a good look. And, you know, like I said, I think once again, it was more embarrassing. You know, and, you know, people want to talk about color. You know, well, if it was Betty White, if it was, man, Betty White, RIP, Boxack, RIP, these people are gone. It wasn't them. It was Will Smith and it was Chris Rock. And it was two most powerful black men that I have look to as far as being role models because of what they do and because of how they lead their family. No one's perfect. But to see the buffoonery last night, they're both in the wrong. Chris, he could have maybe laid off Jada, not disrespected her. Will, man, that's another thing. These guys have been prepped for so many years about what not to do and what to do. They got publishers and publishers and things, people in their lifestyles. And so they be taught what to, and so that once again, just to see that on national TV, it just goes back to Will Smith, the iconic actor, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, you name it, man. You know, Will, man, Independence Day, you know, man, I keep going. And, you know, he just showed vulnerability. And he, you know, once again, it was about protection And he said something about love and make you do crazy things. We all know that. Because in some place in our head or in our life, we done some crazy thing for whatever reason. But the ultimate reason was love. But let's roll it back. We as a community, whatever you want to say, violent is not condoned. Also, we have to find ways of not crossing the line with each other. We have to find ways of always respecting and always seeking respect for each other and always seeing each other in a very dignified eye. You know, it sucks to see such strong individuals now be seen as, like I told somebody today, for Will Smith, a young fan who parents was letting them watch that show, that probably be the last image that they see of Will Smith, or him smacking Chris Rock, just depending on how they family or their parents feel about violence. You know, last night was just a big moment, and it shouldn't have turned out how it should, but it did. And here's one thing we can learn from, that it's a place for everything. Having a plan B, figuring out things behind the scene always work out in the interest of both parties. And never talk about a man's wife. Because if you talk about my wife, oh man, I ain't gonna even tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm just do it. You know, so that's a code. And Will Smith need to apologize. And Chris Rock need to apologize. Because both of them was wrong, and we look at them and we hold them to a higher standard, and so they should hold themselves to a higher standard. Like I say, two wrongs don't make a right. In this case, I'm not going to pick a side because that's not what I do. But I just want y'all to understand that last Will Smith and Chris Rock incident, number one, it shouldn't have happened. It did, and I hope you can teach your kids something from it as far as how to control your emotions and how to be mindful of the audience that you have, because now this is something that forever and forever will play out in Will life, and it would be a part of his legacy, and it'd be a part of Chris' legacy, which I think is unfortunately, because it was some just straight up BS. But this is just in time. I hope you have a great Taco Tuesday. Y'all be blessed until I hear you talk to you again. Thank you for listening and supporting Just In Time. Peace.